Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
What's that? What's that? That's the sound of no applause. Thank God. Finally, I did it. I have to thank Catherine Trill on Twitter for that, who thoughtfully tweeted me saying, take the applause off your jingle. And I did it. Finally. It's a good feeling. Very good feeling indeed. Now then, it's an auspicious morning because John Holmes will, along with me, being controversial for coins. It's the hot new trend in broadcasting that we've identified. We want a piece of that action, and we'll be doing that directly. Also, we need to talk about what we're going to do a musical about. I've got a couple of ideas, but I welcome your thoughts. You can, of course, WhatsApp. Whoops, there it is.
You can WhatsApp Jake, yeah, on 07862.
Yeah.
032-654.
Very exciting. But I'm just going to jump straight in because this is where the real money is in broadcasting nowadays. If you want to make some cash, you need to be controversial.
Britain Awake with John Holmes.
Good morning, John.
Good morning. You're listening to Britain Awake, Britain's controversial for coins radio station, cashing in on, as you say, the trend for paid racism. I've joined that throng. I've seen where I've followed the money trail, sniffed the money with my white nose and my white British nose, and I'm following it, and I've already cut up several footballers' knees on off air this morning with scissors, and we'll be continuing to do that as the programme goes on. But thank you for opting into Britain Awake Radio, the most awake radio station in Britain.
Awake but not woke, John.
And you're very welcome. What woke Britain awoke? Exactly. Yeah. I woke long ago to the fact that wokeism rhymes with jism, and there's a reason for that.
John, a lot of people very happy to have you here. Finally, speaking truth to truth to power to white power. Rick says hi, good morning, and we've had a lot of interest. Barney says good morning. Should we jump straight into the calls and that?
Yeah, let's take some calls. You call Britain Awake Radio on the number.
Yeah, here it is.
Controversial for coins. WhatsApp John Holmes now on 07862-032-654.
That's the one. Okay, our first
call.
That's
my actual number, and you said you wouldn't give it out.
Sorry.
But okay.
Well, listen, mate. You're just a bloke, right? That's what you always say.
Yep. Just a bloke. I'm accessible. Unlike these people in their media ivory towers made of ivory.
But very
made of ivory and footballers' bones.
Finally. All right, this one's from Gary Krill.
Hi, this is for John on Britain Awake. I'm ringing about the government's rules that could change and see us all back in lockdown. It's just like Rob Brydon's impression of Ronnie Corbett. We've seen this all too many times before. You know, way back in 1971, the Harmony Beat group, The Fortunes, got the whole situation right when they said, "Freedom come, freedom go. Tell me yes, and then she tells me no.
Right.
Freedom never stay long. Freedom moving along." Now, the sooner they open the nightclubs back, I can stop screaming into the void that is currently my life and get back to picking up middle-aged divorcees. Thanks.
Right, very interesting call. Thank you very much for that call to Britain Awake Radio, Britain's most awakest radio station. Awake, not awoke. That's our new logo. Now, listen, when you talk about freedoms there.
Yeah.
Talk about freedoms there. When, right, well, you know, remember when someone said, "I don't want your freedom." Do you remember that? "I don't want to play around," they said. And then look what happened there, right? They ended up trying to get a nosh in a public toilet off an undercover policeman. So think on that, frankly.
I can't stop thinking about it, John. That's the thing.
Where that leads to. So bear in mind, when people talk about freedom, that is the eventual end of that ode. So just bear that in mind.
I mean, I can't. I literally can't stop thinking about it. You know, every time I blink, I can see it going in.
Yeah. Well, it's the policeman's helmet that did it for me, if I'm honest with you.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, mate, we're doing this for coins, and I'm... There you go. You got a coin for that one, mate. Well done.
Yeah. All right. Let's take another call on Britain Awake Radio.
Yeah, let's take this one from Stephen Thieven.
Trying to...
Here he is.
All right. I'll do. Just calling for Britain Awake. Just in regards to all this COVID malarkey or fake COVID or whatever you want to call it, I just found all this talk of mutations and trying to evade such thing. I mean, personally, I've always been a big fan of the X-Men, and my understanding is mutations are a good thing, and it's actually against all that is appropriate and right on to be against mutations. I believe that's kind of one of the tenets of the entire X-Men mythos. So personally, I welcome mutation, and I hope I get some sort of laser vision. I'll be interested to hear what you think on the subject. Toodaloo.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what I think on the subject. Thank you for calling Britain Awake, Britain's most awakest, not wokest, radio station. And during the answer to this call, by the way, I'm going to play with my... my beard, like James O'Brien at his most sanctimonious.
That's a good idea, mate.
Now, you see, the thing about your mutations, thank you, the thing about your mutations is you've got to think of the chimera, haven't you? You've got to think of the chimera. Now, what did a chimera have? It was a lion with the head of a goat protruding from its back, and it had a snake tail. It had a tail with the face of a serpent on it, didn't it, the chimera? And it was always... as a mutation, the last to be picked up in a pet shop. So you've got to also think about that. When you're saying mutations are good, they're not. I don't know,
actually, John. I might have to take issue with you on that a little bit, partly because you seem to have frozen. Look, everything's a mutation, though, isn't it, John? A giraffe is a dog that stuck its head out the car window at the wrong time. So, in all honesty, mate, I feel like abolishing the coronavirus, it's a little bit like stamping on a puppy, isn't it? Something to think about.
Sorry, the signal, my signal.
Listen, I'm going to give ourselves a couple of coins for that one.
But I want you to think about, now, according to Greek myth, right, who killed the chimera? I can't remember.
It doesn't matter.
I think it was... Bellerophon or someone killed it. And the point, what I'm saying is, right, the point
what are you saying, mate?
Right, the chimera, as a mutation, first appeared in the Erastrucian civilization.
Tell me about it.
In the 4th century.
Don't have
and
to
there
tell
were paintings
me,
on the wall of the Indian virus, and I'm calling it that, and the Chinese virus, and I am calling it that, along with a crude depiction of Matt Hancock, which many archaeologists say is a depiction of a cock and bull.
It's a mnemonic. It's a rebus, isn't it, Matt Hancock? It's a rebus.
Like the detective, exactly. Yeah. And those detecting the rebus would find it looks like a picture of a cock and balls, but it's actually Matt Hancock. As a mutation, the point is mutations, right? Mm. Be they X-Men, any kind of virus, or foreigners are bad. And that's what I'm saying.
Two for that.
Thanks very much.
Before we go to our last call, John Martin's tweeted at Not Today Pod. He says, well, I've mostly been having a bad eye today, so in case I forget in the morning, I'll leave this here. They're testing e-scooters in London.
Yep.
How's that going to work? They're not allowed on the footpath and they're singularly unsuitable to be on our manky roads. John, where do you stand on cyclists on pavements, scooters
on
pavements?
I would stand on their heads. I would stand on the head of any cyclist, be them on a pavement,
yeah.
Be them on a road, be them on a bike.
Yeah.
I would stand on their faces until they could ride, possibly
John,
their ankles, so they cannot pedal.
John,
scourge. They are the skirt. Is this guy? Am I? You're
curting Kern Trovensine there, and I, you know, you could probably be arrested for a hate crime for saying
on
the air, mate. Do you care?
Call in.
Do you care?
Wait, radio. We're not scared to cut up cyclists.
There you go. It's another one.
I say, hold up a cyclist and a pair of scissors and get rid of these peddling, riding,
peddlers,
saddle sniffing perverts.
Very good. Let's go to the lines for one last time. We'll squeeze one more in. Rosemary Kildug has got in touch.
Oh, hello. Are you well? It's Rosemary Kildugger here from Canterbury in Kent. And I'll tell you what gets my goat. And that is, there's so many Spanish strawberries. Whatever happened to the English strawberries? Where are all the English strawberries? The proper English strawberries? That's what I want to know.
Well, not the same, is it, a Spanish strawberry, John?
No, because of the way they're treated, right? The Spanish, right? Dirty, right? And what they do is they kill the strawberries, don't they?
Yeah.
Put the money in.
Yeah.
Good. They put the money in the more money for that because it was xenophobic and possibly right. Thank you.
Yeah, definitely. Well done, mate.
For coin. Controversial for coins on the radio. Yeah, so what they do is, don't know the Spanish, they have you ever seen the footage of the running of the strawberries in Pamplona? Right? Because hundreds of strawberries racing, badly treated, racing through the streets. A great big one coming down the road, like in Raiders of the Lost Ark, but a strawberry instead of a rock, chasing the people. And when they get crushed by the strawberries, that's their own fault, right? Because they treat strawberries like they were just animals.
You bring it on yourself, don't you, at the end of the day?
And they fight. What colour don't strawberries like?
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, and it's time to pamper the special moms in your life. And what better way than with Osea's limited edition skincare sets featuring clean, vegan, cruelty-free products that are safe for your skin and the planet. Osea is a women-founded, women-led brand that's been making seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. This Mother's Day, Osea has two limited edition sets, perfect for gifting or keeping for yourself. Their Golden Glow body set includes three clinically proven bestsellers for silky, smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set has everything she needs to achieve spa-level results at home. They're so beautiful, you can skip the wrapping. For a limited time, you can save up to $48 on Osea sets, plus get free shipping. That's Mother's Day made easy. Pamper the moms in your life and get 10% off your first order site-wide with code MOM at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com, code MOM.
Red, which is a cruel irony.
Yeah.
And they flash capes and they stab the strawberries with kebabs and probably eat them. And they treat them very badly. So I say stick to good old English strawberries that we breed in fighting pits in the bottom of pubs. That's that, like the good old days when we used to do that with dogs.
Well said, so mate.
That's what I say.
Listen,
to Rosemary.
John, you can't even say fruit anymore. You're probably not allowed to say that you like the idea of your fruit only having been touched by freshly washed British hands. That said, John, it should be my right not to wash my hands if I don't want to, just like wearing a face diaper.
It's all about rights.
Or stopping at a traffic light. It should be my choice, not my obligation.
Britain Awake Radio is all about choice. And let me give you another example, right? If the fans want to boo, right?
Right.
It's not taboo, is it?
Right, exactly.
You should be able to boo. Now, the song, right? Knees up, Mother Brown, right? It's not knees down, Mother Black, is it? No, it's knees up, Mother Brown. And it's a good old... Put the money in there. Yeah. It's a good old-fashioned British song, isn't it? Knees up, Mother Brown.
And that's a long way up, Mother Brown.
I'll tell you what, I'll tell you this now. Yeah. If the footballers are so keen to take the knee... Right, let's take their knees and see how they like it. Running around with rigid, unbendy limbs playing their stupid football.
You know, and they're kids and they don't know what's... take the knee. Start with one finger is plenty.
Yeah.
You can't say...
Right, and okay, I'll tell you what else gets my goat, and it's the same goat that Rosemary mentioned, and it's also the same goat that's protruding from the mutant's back that I mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
Right, what gets it is this. Here they... Right, what's good to eat? What's a good old-fashioned British food meal? Right,
omelets, I'll tell you. Spag bowl, pizza, curry?
No. Knuckle of beef, right?
Right.
So, what if the footballers are so keen on knees, why don't we feed the hungry kids with knee of footballer? Right? Imagine the sight of a little tiny starving British child sucking on the knee of a footballer.
It's very
lame. Who doesn't want to see that? Marcus Rashford wants to feed the kids, does he? Well, why isn't he letting them have their sucker? I bet he's got a meaty knee. His knee.
There's nothing on it. I've stared at his legs every time he's out on the pitch. I can't stop sitting those silky, shiny shorts. Running that lithe young athletic body, and I can't take my eyes off it.
Well, here's the thing on that, right? And I'll tell you this for a British pound.
Please do, mate.
Which you should put in there, by the way, for the controversy I'm causing for money on the radio.
Yeah.
Right? The only time you should take the knee, right, is in front of Her Majesty, God bless her, the Queen.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
When you're asking someone of the opposite sex to marry you, and in front of a glory hole in the toilets on Clapham Common. And they're the only three times you should take the knee, right? And that's true.
Last thought, strawberries, of course, John, synonymous with Wimbledon. Naomi Osaka. Now, everyone knows that the main thing about playing tennis for a living is talking to the press. It's not training, it's not exercising, it's not playing tennis, right? No. So what right does she have not to recreate the Athena poster in the Daily Mail if Piers Morgan wants her to?
Right. Well, I'd say here at Britain Awake, we've already started a campaign to get her to scratch her bare ass, right, in front of Annette. And I don't even know who Annette is. I think she's one of the commentators, right? But, you know, she's probably a fruity type as well. So she'd like to see a bottom.
You can't say Christmas anymore, but they're perfectly happy to take other religious festivals and ram her down my throat.
Get down, right? Footballers getting on their knee, right? Get tennis elbow.
Right.
Footballer knees, tennis elbow.
Elbows,
get
knees
on your elbows
and toes.
And lick the knees of the press.
And there
That's
we go.
That's what you should be doing.
Thank you very much indeed.
With your foreign attitudes coming over here.
Thank you.
Bring away
John,
radio.
We've made £4.24.
Great news.
That's a good result in anyone's. A British pounds. Yeah. The best in the world.
Damn right.
Thank you, John. We'll be controversial for coins at some point soon in the future, I have no doubt. Unless someone actually does flag this up as inappropriate. Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye now. Britain Awake Radio.
Well, Julie says, 70s staple that was for tea in my day, the knee. Martin says, as a kid, if I cried, mum would give me a patella to suck. Never did me no harm. Well said. While we're on the topic, Pat's emailed, not today, at swanburst.com. Good morning, campus. Heddy described his great collection of John Holmes figurines. I'm a bit jealous, as he's got some of the ones that I've been looking for to complete my set. I've got the ones, the usual ones that most people have. John Holmes the astronaut, John Holmes the deep sea diver. I have to say that my pride and joy is the box set of John Holmes the classic horror movie collection. Oh yeah, that's a good one, that one. John Holmes the Phantom of the Opera and John Holmes is Hannibal Lecter are very eye-catching. John Holmes from the Black Lagoon is probably my favourite, though. I keep my action figures in an old display cabinet I inherited from my great aunt. I cleared out all her family photos, quite right, and other tat. Thank you to make room for the John Holmes shrine. I was gutted last year, though. I missed out on the T-shirt I was after. John Holmes, the real Kent variant. If anyone spots one, please write in to Jake so I can have another attempt at snagging this gem. All the best, everyone, and welcome back. Jake, we should probably set up a sort of swap shop thing for people if they've got, if you've got a John Holmes figurine, you want to swap it. Neil says, hi, Jake, and the YAPPs, your appreciative Patreons and pod listeners. All the talk the other week about the John Holmes action figures brought a lot of great memories back to me from my childhood. I even had to go in my parents' loft to find my collection. Remember the John Holmes Tazos? Oh, yeah. I remember that. You could collect in the 90s. You wouldn't believe how many packets of Flaming Hot Monster Munch I ate to get all 50. Yes, they were like Walker's own brand Pogs, weren't they? I managed to find my box. It was a bit dusty, but packed to the brim with Holmesy goodness. I've got two Super Johns if anyone needs one. God, that's incredibly generous of you, Neil. I've even got an Eagle Eye John with Kung Fu Grip. Mint in box, never touched by hand, Your Honour. But the John that I desperately need to finish off my collection is John on the John. I've got one, but the packaging's broken and there's been a lot of seepage. So if any other Yapostles out there has got a mint one with his back entrance slash exit intact, I think you'll find it's an entrance, and complete with the brown refills, I'd be very interested in purchasing. Cheers. Yes, not today at swanburst.com. If you've got any requests or offers, anything that any John Holmes figures that you'd be prepared to swap, just let us know. That would be really great. Now, though, we need to talk about what we're going to do for a musical.
Pigs in Space!
So this is one news story I was toying with. Jeff Bezos off to space. Bye-bye, planet. Got your money. Cheerio. It's Ben Elton's Stark novel from 1990 all over again. That's something we could do, a sort of space opera thing. Don't know what you think about that. The other option is The Royal Baby, of course. And I was thinking maybe going on from yesterday's Mick Wright talk when he was talking about Andrew Marr's insane fan fiction, speculating on what Diana would be like now if she had of lived. Not mawkish, nothing dark about a guy literally turning a profit off a dead woman's death. Maybe we could do a sort of fan fiction. We could do a biopic musical of Lilliput Diazepam, the third, you know, telling her life story going forward into the future. Don't know. What do you think about that one? Is that a good idea? I welcome your thoughts. I mean, that said, I kind of need to lock this down today because I don't want to be running into trouble the way I did the last time I attempted to do a musical in 2 days. I will deliver it on Thursday. I think I'm still going to aim to do that so that we can have Davey on Friday. Otherwise, I feel like there's a strong risk of Friday feeling a little anticlimactic. And, you know, Davey's just so right for a Friday, isn't he? So what do you think? We definitely need to choose one of those two. So we'll have a think. Martin says, I used to have the John Sherlock Holmes, but I chucked it out as it had no knees. well, you don't need them. And Pablo had the John Holmes dream house, but no figures. Oh, that's always sad. You see them in charity shops a lot, don't you? Seems like consensus is for billionaires in space. Jeff Bezos. Pablo wants that. Rick wants that. Martin wants that. Julie wants that. Okay. Well, let's do Jeff Bezos in space then. I wonder if I can find a theremin. I think Davey's got a theremin. You can't not have a theremin, can you? Let's have a theremin. Fine. That's what we'll do. It's decided. Well, what a roller coaster of a show that was. I hope you enjoyed the controversy. If you didn't remember, John and I were just two middle-aged, middle-class white guys desperately attempting to stay relevant or interesting as we increasingly have to face up to our irrelevance and total redundancy. Rick's done a very good joke, which I'm going to save for the musical. Thanks, Rick. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
This has been a Swanburst Media production.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We're all looking to make more sustainable choices, but making your own shoes out of natural materials could pose a few challenges. The twigs and leaves in your backyard aren't exactly comfortable, and while mud does perfectly contour the feet, it doesn't score high on the durability front. But thanks to Allbirds, you can skip all the backyard experimentation. At the Allbirds Innovation Lab, they're doing all the sciencey stuff, like research and testing to create shoes from natural, sustainable materials. And their innovative processes mean using less of the bad stuff and more of the good, while making shoes unlike any other. Like the Plant Pacer, made with 100% plastic-free plant leather. The Tree Dasher, a running shoe made from eucalyptus tree fiber. And from sugarcane, they've made the Superlight, their lightest shoe ever by weight and carbon footprint. It's not rocket science, it's shoe science. Allbirds is making shoes better than natural. They're supernatural. Find your perfect pair at allbirds.com today. That's allbirds.com.